right, so welcome to the sunny side. 17 minutes past 12. Good afternoon to you. How are you doing? I'm sure you are enjoying the weather. It's a bit cloudy, but the sun is doing the job for which it was created. So don't get surprised in case it decides to begin to rain. All right. Although it was drizzling a little bit. Yeah, I felt it as I was coming up here. A beautiful, beautiful Tuesday afternoon. My name is Constance Mega. And yes, the sunny side. Today we have beautiful conversations we will be having. You know, I like to talk about stuff that concerns us personally. Yeah. So we'll start off talking about second chance. All right. I'm sure you've heard people talk about giving someone a second chance or receiving or getting a second chance. You know, sometimes you just wonder the word second chance is an idiom anyway. Can it be given more than once? If someone ruins a second chance, what are the chances that there will be another second chance? Do you ever consider giving someone who has messed up a second chance you gave them another chance? Do you do that? You might say, no, I don't. Or yes, I do. But sometimes when we actually really think about these things, right, we find out that it actually depends on the situation on ground, right? Yeah. And then personally, to yourself, how much of a second chance do you give yourself? You know, there are people who are really hard on themselves. Like, they know how to beat themselves up. I remember vividly, I was in a taxi and someone was having a conversation with another person. And then he goes that this guy did something to him that was really, really bad. And he wasn't going to forgive him or something. He wasn't going to call him. And then the lady was more like trying to persuade him. Why don't you just let it go and just call him? And that's just it. And then he goes, when me, I do something wrong, I know they even forgive myself. Now another person, he never starts. I'm like, oh, okay. So there are really people like that. They really, really get hard on themselves. If they do something that they do not expect that they would do, they would really take it out on themselves. So how much more another person? All right. So when we hear second chance, it's not just for other people. It's also for us. So we'll have that conversation in a bit. It's going to last till 1:30 anyway. And at 1:30, today is Tuesday, his story will come up. And after his story, which will end at 2 p.m., we will have the news update for about 5 minutes. And after that, we will have yet another conversation. And this time around, we'll be looking at the thin line between mockery and criticism. Mockery, criticism. You know, mockery is like criticizing someone, actually. You know, when you mock somebody, you're criticizing them. But it's not really the same thing as criticizing someone. Okay, I'm trying to confuse myself here, but no, I'm not confused. Okay, so we will look at that, all right? We'll find out what exactly makes mockery different from criticism. All right, so that's going to last till 3 p.m. So that's it for today's show. I'm sure you're ready, because I'm ready. All right, remember now to head on to social media. Get on Facebook, get on Twitter, get on Instagram, and join the conversation there. On Facebook, we are Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Remember, like the page, all right? You can as well share it. That's the particular place where we have the conversation going on, all right? Then on Twitter, it's at Nigeria Info PH. So get on there and let's talk on Twitter. Don't forget to visit our website, www.nigeriainfo.fm. All right, once again, you're welcome to the sunny side.
Thrive in a fast-changing world.
Tune in to 92.3 Nigeria Info. Keep your dial locked for sustainable development.
La, 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 la. Okay, so I had to look up, you know, that second chance. Just find out if there is, just look up the meaning and the different concepts of what exactly second chance means. And then, of course, the Merriam-Webster Dictionary has a definition for it. And it is, it describes it as an opportunity to try something again after failing one time. An opportunity to try something again after failing one time. And of course, getting a second chance in life. There is something like that, getting a second chance in life. So this is more like receiving the opportunity to grow beyond a past failure, or maybe past failures. An opportunity to grow. So that means you're going through a phase, and that phase is called growth. Maybe a learning phase. So you are allowed to actually grow. All right. So this is more like a chance to positively adjust your attitude toward maybe future possibilities or future goals. All right. Now, the thing about when we talk about second chances is that nobody is actually perfect. Nobody. Nobody is. All right. And usually, people do not get things done rightly when they do it the first time. You know, there are times when people have to do certain things over and over and over. Have you been in a situation where you're teaching someone to do something and the person just keeps failing? And it's like you're tired of waiting for this person. Yeah. There are days like that. A second chance. That's what we're talking about.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the sunny side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the sunny side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. And let's talk.
Second chance, okay? And of course, I would like us to really understand the role the a second chance actually plays in our lives. All right, so before now, before we went on that short break, I was talking about the fact that most times, all right, people do not get things done rightly the first time. And sometimes they do not get it right the second time, or the third time, or the tenth time. Okay. So that means this person is going through a phase of growth. So they are trying to learn how to do something. And as I said, as I was, when I started off, I said, this second chance thing is not just about other people. It's also to ourselves. Remember the story of the man, Thomas, the inventor of the light bulb. Remember what happened with him, right? Yeah, he tried one time, two times, three times, 100 times, it wasn't still working. Wow, 300 times. Like, I'm just wondering why someone would do all of that. But he kept giving himself a second chance till he got to, how many times now? Was it 900 or 1,000th, or was it 100th time? Can't remember. But I'm just saying, this man gave himself the chance to perfect something. And today in Nigeria, we can shout, up Nepa! Because someone gave himself a second chance. All right. So I came across a story yesterday. That's why I actually started thinking about a second chance. A story of a man who absconded with his wife's money. So story goes, I'm just trying to paraphrase here now, found it on Linda Ikeji yesterday. So the story is that the first time he ran away, took the wife's money and ran away. Stayed for a while, a couple of years, and then he returns. And the woman even shared a testimony in church. Praise the Lord. My enemies thought that they would catch me, but God has the upper hand. And he's back. And everybody was happy. You know, Thanksgiving service kind of thing. And then this man, he has gathered enough money again. And that same thing that called him and asked him to leave, they've come calling again. And he has disappeared again. You know, as I saw that story, I was just thinking, all right, this woman gave this man a second chance. Yes, I know you did what you did the first time. I forgive you. Let's make it work again. Even the story says he came back looking all haggard and hungry. Obviously, money is finished. Prodigal husband kind of story here. And he's back. Now, after the whole party, I mean, he's actually messing up that story, right? Because the story in the Bible, after the party, we didn't hear any other thing. So that means the young man stayed back and... But this man, after the Thanksgiving and the party, he did what he did again. So I'm almost tempted to ask, if he comes back again, should she give him a second chance again? Now, there are people who have been in such a situation where someone has done something or did something to them and the person comes back asking for forgiveness and they give this person a second chance. And the person messes up again, they give the person another second chance. So many second chances. And sometimes people get to maybe their limits and they're just done. They're tired. They're not ready to give any more second chances. That's one story on one hand. And then another story is that of a man who, first of all, he was actually arrested for abusing a horse. A horse. And that was it. And they gave him a punishment. I think it was to deport him to where now? I think it was Italy or so. Only for him to get there, and police has now arrested him. Now, this time around, he did not just abuse anybody. He killed a man. So he went from abusing a horse, he was given a second chance at living, right? Because it was an animal, maybe. Maybe because of that. But I'm just looking at the fact that someone was given a second chance and they screwed up. Is that enough to say no more second chances for you? Go away. You've ruined it. Or does it depend on maybe the gravity of what they've done? Or what they messed up? You know, the kind of... number of times, you know, the number of times you would give a child a second chance, you know, so the child could just learn and grow. It's not going to be the same thing with an adult. When it's an adult who is doing what a child would do, it's not the same thing. So my question is this, first of all, is there a limit to a second chance? And then what do you think, all right? A second chance, the role a second chance plays in life, in our lives as individuals. What do you think the role of a second chance is in life? I have another question. I'll ask that one later. So let's get to the phone lines. The numbers to call are 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. Or 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0003. And yes, you can send messages via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416 0817-923-0002 0817-923-0002 and 0817-923-0003. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Mfon.
Mfon?
Yeah, yeah.
Mfon, where are you calling from? Did you hear me?
I'm calling from Mobibu.
All right. So did you get my questions?
My contribution is that the man is abused the face time that they give to him. If not me, I will not give him another second.
Hold on. I think you're responding to an example. That is not my question. Are you sure you heard my questions?
Ask the question.
Okay, so my question is, what do you think is the role that a second chance plays in our life?
Second chance is, if they give you a second chance, if you don't use the second chance well, they will take it back from you.
So who is the they that is giving the second chance? All right, there he goes. Okay, thank you very much for calling. so that we do not do something else, all right? So I just gave examples. Those stories I shared, you know, it was just to buttress my points, right? That is not the conversation, really. All right? But I've asked my questions. What roles do you think, or what role do you think that a second chance plays in life, in our lives? What role do you think it plays? That's my question. And the second question is, should there be a limit to this thing called a second chance? Should it be done just once? If you're given a second chance and you ruin it, there shouldn't be another second chance. Or should we keep getting second chances? All right? So that's the conversation. Ken is calling from Abba. Hello, Ken.
Yes, please.
You're welcome.
Very well. I think you are referring to the producer of the electric bulb who uses it, right?
Yes.
He actually did try nine times.
Thank you very much.
It was on the 100th time that they got it right.
All right.
Well, to answer directly your question, I believe it has to do with the relationship. Do you understand what I mean here?
No, I'm trying to understand. What relationship now, please?
Well, for a next of kin, for a close relative, mm-hmm. for a distant relative, and then another approach for a stranger. Hmm. By way of the society, you can also go as far as talking about the government and the citizens. In terms of the law, what the constitution, the law says, when somebody does one thing or the other. So it really depends on who is involved here. But a second chance actually plays a very major role to, you know, to achieve what one really is the passion of somebody in another person's life. It depends on who is involved. Second chance is very, very important because if you look at somebody and you think that this person is an adult, he knows what he's doing. He is sane-minded. He knows really what he's doing. If you see that he has a wicked heart, he's mean, he's stiff-necked, there's an approach you use for such kind of person, though. And depending on the time frame, if it's a younger person or, you know, a youth, you know, there is a kind of court that drives juvenile delinquency.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They call it juvenile courts.
Yeah.
It is not the same as any other type of court. Yeah, it's different sets of law for different categories of persons. Just like the term, the adage that says different strokes for different folks.
Folks, yeah.
So you allow somebody a second chance. After all, we have something we call first leg and second leg. Just like you have the right hand and the left hand. So just to complement, second chance is very, very good and beneficial. But it depends on the person involved that we give another chance of a second chance. Bam, 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 bam. Don't even go there. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Ken. We have Victor from Rumodara. Hi, Victor.
Yes. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Okay. To respond to your question,
yeah,
I think the role a second chance played in someone's life is giving the person an opportunity to get his right, you know, and to amend his ways and get his right.
So this opportunity, is it something that should be done once, or should it continue until the person gets it right?
Okay, if it is about nature, then what nature will bring. So nature can give you as many opportunities as available.
Victor, when you say nature, what do you mean? Come on. That shouldn't have happened. Victor, please do well to call back. I want to understand what he meant when he said nature. I want to know how nature is giving us the second chance. Daniel from Obogoro. Hello, Daniel.
Yes.
You're welcome. Sounded almost like a female voice, but it's all good. All right. Well, in case you have any issues connecting to the phone lines, please do well to send me a message on WhatsApp 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. All right, Mr. Zion is calling from GRA. You're welcome, Mr. Zion.
In Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 16, do a righteous man is a name given to someone who may have fallen, sin, offend, but second chance upon second chance makes him a saint. That's a sinner. In the book of Micah, chapter 7 and verse 8, so profound. Rejoice not against me, O my enemies. When I fall, I shall rise up. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. Second chance is the available environment God gave all creations, especially we humans, to try again whenever we fall. A sinner is a man who committed a lot of sin, adultery, fornication, this one, that one, and he rose up through a second chance. Apostle Paul, one of the best men, so lovable, who was he? A persecutor. A second chance came unto him. Even to a point, they told him when he was preaching the gospel so far then, you, what you did to us, will do back to you. And the word of God came to those people. Let him go. Second chance. Second chance makes a man or a boy to become a man. I guess that's profound. What is second chance? It makes a boy to become a man. It makes a boyfriend to become a husband or a husband. It makes a street girl to become what, a wife. We call them a bulubai here. It becomes wife. Second chance.
Okay, so Mr. Zion, when the boy who has now become a man, having gotten a second chance while he was a boy, and now as a man, he screws up, should he get a second chance because, after all, he's now a man?
He still needs that second chance. Who told you because you're not there half years, he's now a man? A lot of husbands are not husbands, so they are just boyfriends. So. Their boyfriends are not yet husbands. So. No matter their paid bride price, and no, until their wives, their mother, their sisters look at them and say, I've forgiven you. Come back home. When we don't give them second chance, we frustrate them. A lot of adults, when they were children, they never taught how to forgive. If you don't know how to forgive, how can someone forgive you?
Mr. Zion, from what you've said, right, this is what I'm thinking. I shared a story before now of a man whose wife forgave, gave him a second chance to come home. He came back And after a while, after all the Thanksgiving and everything, he absconded with the woman's money again.
He's still a boy.
Okay, so he needs another second chance until he actually realizes that he's a man.
Now, he absconded the first time. He came back to show the woman, did she still open the money available for him to see? Why did she? See, this thing, forgiveness, people thought it's only the person you are forgiving that needed responsibility. It's not true. If you offend me now, you came for me to forgive you. I also have a responsibility. Have I been forgiven? It was what the wife did that made the man to run away with that money the second time. And if she don't correct it, if he comes back, he will still run away with it again. Can you open an account? Can you make an investment for the man? Can you give him a business to do? Can you engage him?
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Zion.
The word of God is deep.
All right, thank you for calling, Mr. Zion. All right, so he says, one of the questions I asked is, should a second chance have a limit? So for Mr. Zion, there should be no limits to a second chance. Keep giving the person a second chance until they grow up. Hey, Constance, baby, how are you? Been a while, have you been? You know, people quickly throw judgments after your first attempt on something in terms of writing you off. Well, any first attempt made on something is open for mistakes and imperfections. But the second attempt comes with more experience from the first one to exploit on that particular pursuit. As for the second question, I think giving chances is something that shouldn't have an end, because the more you try, the better chances of coming out strong. But it doesn't call for someone to just keep failing in order to keep making attempts in life. Believe me, if you come out strong in your first attempt, there's a greater percentage of you coming out stronger in your second chance. Duru, thank God. Hi, Duru, thank God. We have Mufasa from D-Line. Hello, Mufasa.
Yeah, hi, Constance. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You're welcome.
Yeah, you see, I think that the aphorism that you don't need a fickle time to create a good first impression. Have you heard that statement before?
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Good. Now, there's a reason why it is called a second chance. Of course, the person that is being given a second chance should have shown some acts of contrition. You have to be contrite, because it simply means that an opportunity has been given to you before, and that opportunity was misused or mixed somehow, and you were given a second chance to make up. Now, you ask a very direct question. Should that opportunity be given often and often like that? Will the person keep losing the opportunity? I do not think it will be proper and appropriate to keep giving what is just called a second chance, because there's a reason why it is called a second chance. People would definitely abuse it if it comes often. So I wouldn't want to agree with the school of thought that second chance should be created all the time. There has to be lessons for you to learn that this opportunity don't come in a platter of gold. That is why it is called a second chance.
Okay, so since you mentioned lessons, it's actually my third question. My third question is, when someone ruins a second chance, what lessons should be learned from it? So now that you're talking about lessons, what lessons should be learned from it, from the person who gave the second chance and the person who was given the second chance?
Good. Now, you are given a second chance because you missed or you misused the fourth chance that was given to you. That was why you were given a second chance. And it is expected that that second opportunity that was given to you, you make good use of it. Now, if you miss the opportunity, it simply means you do not learn the mistakes of your first opportunity that was given to you. So if a third chance, because you cannot call a third opportunity a second chance, I did not know the premise, but I feel if a second chance has been missed, it no longer should be referred to as a second chance, that you've not really shown any contrition or any seriousness.
Okay, but you know, now you're actually taking it literally, right? It's not a second chance because literally it's just a second chance.
For a second time.
Sorry, I didn't hear.
I understand.
Okay.
That was why I said, if we keep granting opportunity, it means that that person would not learn the lesson that they should have learned when the opportunity was given to him again. So that's why I said this can be seen as consequences, because if an abomination stays too long in the system, they say it becomes a way of life. That person will keep misusing the opportunity when given over and over again. That's why I said I do not think it will be proper for second chances to be granted, you know, over and over again.
All right, thank you very
much.
Let's
see that to the land.
All right, thank you, Mufasa. All right, we have Charles from Mercyland. Hi, Charles.
Hi, Kosan. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
In my opinion, I think second chance should have a limitation because of the collateral damages it causes. Let's take, for example,
okay,
someone gives someone else an opportunity and the person does not make up. There is always a detrimental pains or a kind of detrimental price that the person has gone through. So you giving that person another second chance, you're just like exposing yourself to risk, because there are tendencies that what played might have that might play again. Because when you fail to make it up on the first instance, the person given that opportunity owns him or herself the responsibility to build up his or her capacity to be able to merge the responsibility or the opportunity that was given to him or her before. So if that person did not do it and the person will return back to that same platform or that opportunity, there is possibility and tendency that the person might be messed up, which will cause an adverse effect, detrimental effect on the person or the other person giving us the opportunity. Take for instance, the club, the team named Asma. Hello?
I'm listening.
After the era of the invisible squad, the manager keeps bringing up young boys, giving them opportunity, giving them second chance to prove their talents, to prove their capabilities, even post-match press interview, you hear the manager saying that he needs to give them the opportunity to showcase what they have. And these guys run this club for years without getting any trophy. Second chance. Why they are not building up capacity? The lesson, the top question that they attach to your conversation, the lesson to be learned when you give someone a second chance is, hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Is the person that chance was given to that could not make it up to go and build up his or her capacity?
So what if the second chance, Charles, can you hear me?
He or she. Hello?
You can't hear me. All right, Charles. So I'm asking, right? Sorry to actually cut you short like that. I'm asking, what if the second chance this person needs is such that they need to build their capacity with you giving them that second chance instead of letting them go? What if you're the one who is going to help them build the capacity?
Okay. Kosa, now, if it is for me to build their capacity, to build their capacity on my platform, I now have to weigh the loss, the cost, the detrimental effect that it will be on me, giving them that second chance again. If it is much, if it's going to take me down, I will automatically decline some second chance. If this thing can go to other platforms, if he or she are taking the responsibility to build up his or her capacity and utilize that same opportunity in other places, that means that have suffered the first detrimental effect to go into it again with that same person, while I know the cost.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling, Charles. What is the time? Let's see. So I want to know if I'm supposed to have commercials at 5:55. I'm just looking at the timer here. I have Patrick. Patrick, I'm just going to have to hold off, all right, from taking your call. Patrick, do well to call me back because I need to be sure of what's happening here right now. Oh, okay. We're good to go. All right, Patrick. Thank you for staying on the line.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
First of all, I want to say that second chance is different from forgiveness.
Oh.
Seriously? Let's not mix up those two words together.
And please
again,
explain.
Second chance, I think, is relative in the sense that it depends on what the person has actually done. For instance, there are some people, okay, take for instance, a man that wants to kill his wife or a woman that wants to poison her husband, and for one reason or the other, the later found that, you know, the person is not hypnotized, he or she did that action with consciousness. Particularly for me, I don't think this person deserves second chance in terms of marriage or relationship.
Generally, then or with the person?
Pardon?
You're saying you don't think the person deserves a second chance at marriage? So I'm asking, is it generally or with the person with whom they had the issue?
With the person.
Okay.
Yeah. Then, in a situation where maybe the person was hypnotized, the person did it without consciousness, after one reason or the other, maybe that person deserves to be given a second chance. Meanwhile, remember, if actually the person did that, I can forgive the person, but I cannot give you second chance. Yeah, so that is what I want to establish. There are two different things there. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Patrick. So from what he's saying, you can forgive a person and not give them a second chance. But can you give someone a second chance and not forgive them? Is it possible? I forgive you, but I'm not giving you a second chance into this space or to come near me, but I forgive you. Interesting. All right. Thank you for calling, Patrick. Well, someone who has something else to say concerning what Patrick has just touched on, please, you can as well share with us, all right? So back to the messages we have here on WhatsApp. Good afternoon, Constance. There is no role a second chance plays in an adult's life at all. An adult is very intentional in whatever they do. Whatever they do is what they actually wanted to do. And they can do it over and over again. Second chance can only be given to children, not adults. If you give an adult a second chance, he or she will use it to finish what he did or did not finish in the first time. Christy from Port Harcourt. Christy, I'm tempted to ask you, what is his name? All right, Christy. Thank you for your message, though. Esther A-Team says, a second chance is to either right a wrong or to complete the original assignment. Some people enter your life as an enemy, but you may not recognize that. If the assignment is to kill or destroy, or the assignment to kill or destroy you is interrupted, they will utilize a second chance to finish the assignment, no matter what you want to believe about their intentions or character. Some people are too young or immature to handle certain things the first time around, so a second chance given to someone who has learned won't misuse it. But there are some people who were given a first chance because of our carelessness and should absolutely never get a second chance. Esther 18. Okay.